Are you tired of the same old pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 3,000 hours of the best pro wrestling events from over 100 of the biggest names in the industry from over 15 countries around the globe. Get your free trial today at Powerslam.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Spencer Love, the host of Conversations with Love, the exclusive one-on-one interview series sweeping the nation, or at the very least, the great province of Alberta, Canada. Tune in weekly to Backbreaker Media, a proud member of the Wind Column Sports Network, as I host a member of the independent wrestling community here in Alberta, or wherever the hell I feel like interviewing somebody from. You can only find it on Backbreaker Media, a proud member of the Wind Column Sports Network, and proudly sponsored by Beercade YEG.
The following advertisement is sponsored by Beercade YEG.
Hello, you are listening to a commercial for the podcast Over the Top Rope,
the flagship podcast of the Wind Column Sports Network,
as well as a proud member of Backbreaker Media.
Again, this podcast is sponsored by Beercade YEG.
You can find us pretty well anywhere that podcasts are played, including on the iTunes,
Podbean,
the Google Play,
SoundCloud,
and on windcolumnsports.ca for all your previews,
reviews,
and breaking news from the world of professional wrestling. Tune in every Friday on Backbreaker Media, a member of Wind Column Sports.
It's Sunday, February 17th, 2019, and you're listening to A Moment with Maniac. Let's get it started.
Ladies and gentlemen,
all right, welcome to the third edition of A Moment with Maniac. I am your host of the same name as title, Maniac. This is coming out a little bit later than I wanted to. Let's preface this with saying I'm going through a serious love-hate relationship with the gymnasium, aka the gym, aka the gym. It's, as I posted on Twitter a little while ago, it is a place that if you do love, it is basically meaning you're a sadomasochist. And I do very much believe that, seeing as I'm sitting here on the 15th, Friday night, in, I'd say, moderate pain. Not in extreme pain, but, I mean, I am aching, I'm sore. I don't know why people enjoy going putting themselves through this. Of course, this is coming from a professional wrestler standpoint where what we do inherently is painful. That's just beside the point, though. Although I have to say, on my very first episode, how I talked about how there are very few places I like less than the gym, I did find one today, actually. The place that is worse than the gym is a bank around 4 o'clock. It is just full of the absolute worst of the worst. The bottom feeders of society trying to go about doing their one or two things. They got me thinking, what does that say about me? If I'm thinking this, I'm looking around, and yet I'm one of them there. I mean, generally speaking, I do everything online, so why the hell am I at a bank at 4 o'clock on a Friday? That's just a whole other story I don't even want to get into. It's just too much. But I officially absolutely hate the bank now. So I have that going for me. And I think one of the reasons that I feel so strongly about that is because I have been told I have what is, well, best described as one of those, and I use air quotes, friendly faces. Meaning that for some reason, no matter where I go, people decide that I'm someone who they can approach and talk to. I had just as can only be described as possibly the most meaningless conversations I've ever been endured with having at the same bank today at 4 o'clock. A couple, a lovely elderly couple, one guy who's just incredibly pissed off with the lineup, and tried to talk to me three different times about how they don't have enough tellers and that this is just bullshit and it's Trudeau's fault. Because apparently Trudeau runs the CIBC in Fort Saskatchewan at Friday at 4 o'clock and decides to close down a couple tills. But that's beside the point. I don't understand why people constantly come up to me and talk to me feeling like I not only need to, but want to know what the hell they have to say. Maybe this is just because I'm a tired, bitter old prick right now, but I really don't care. And yet, everywhere I go, someone seems to walk up to me and wants to tell me about their day. I have to learn to scowl more, I think. I think that's the problem. But, I mean, be it neither here nor there, it's, I guess, just something I'm going to have to work on. The other thing that got me in a bit of a bad mood today was the Edmonton Eskimos. I mean, I'm sure you heard it on Sounds of Struggle. We talked about all the new signings and hirings and whatnot, which that's awesome. That's good. I like that they're, you know, they're getting their team. They're getting a better team, a newer team. That's good. But the reason that I'm frustrated with them right now is because they... I was a season ticket holder last year because I wanted to get tickets for the Grey Cup. Which, by the way, that in itself is a whole other experience that I will never go to again. That was just too much. Yeah, this is just like the bitching podcast I have right here, apparently. It's just Maniac's fucking pissed off memoirs. Anyways, so I've been getting... I've got one phone call about getting signing up for another year of the Eskimo season tickets, and I'll be quite honest, I don't really want to. Not because I don't think the team's going to do well or anything, it's just with my shoot life schedule, it just, it doesn't really work for me. I think I can have, I looked at the schedule, I think I can make four games this year. So that's, out of nine games, that's paying that much money to be able to go to maybe like just under half is, it's not really worth it in my opinion. But that's neither here nor there. The fact that today they've called three times. They've called, they haven't even called that many times before today, but today they called three different times trying to get me to get another year seats, and I've had it. I think everything's just come down to today, me being just in the wrong mood, waking up on the wrong side of the bed, or whatever you want to call it, and everybody just going about their, seeming going out of their way just to piss me off. I mean, I know that's not the case, but, you know, it's my podcast, and I'm going to go with it. That's just the way things have gone. So, I guess let's go on a slightly positive note. The fact that, although you have to be a sadomasochist at the gym, as I said before, that the gym itself is actually seeming to go fairly well. I have dropped about 20 pounds so far, which I guess the frustrating part of that is that you can't really, well, for me anyways, I can't really tell. I don't feel like I look any different. I can see the numbers on the scale of drop, but I don't feel like I look any different. I have a little more energy, which is nice. That's cool. But hard to do, use that energy to take the dogs for a walk or anything like that because it's so cold outside, you really can't. End up freezing their paws off. But it, I guess it is kind of nice to know that that way it is actually coming off. So, in a sense, as much as you have to be a sadomasochist to actually enjoy the gym, I mean, putting myself through that torture does seem to be paying off short term. So, hey, I've got that going for me. That's good. And the other thing that I wanted to bring up, which I don't know why, but I talked about this with a few people at my shoot job, and they seem to think I'm strange, we'll say, for lack of a better term. We got talking about the Skip the Dishes app and how I, when I order, I look for a place that does free delivery, but it's always free delivery over, usually over $20. And because of that, even if I'm ordering just for myself, I'll end up ordering, so I end up getting the free delivery, which ends up, well, generally speaking, ends up costing me more than if I just pay for delivery. Does that make me a strange person? Is that some sort of Is that something that no one else does? Is that just me? Because I know that personally for me, I will look for the free delivery and I will end up paying at least another sometimes $8 or $9 in food that I really don't need just to get that skip the dishes stuff. So I don't know if that makes me in a minority of just OCD sociopaths, which I'd be fine with that. I understand who I am. But I didn't realize that no one else I talked to really does that, which I find interesting. Which actually that brought up another point. We started talking about the tipping and where to tip at fast food restaurants, whatever like that. And generally speaking, I don't tip at fast food restaurants ever. I mean, it's fast food. Why'd you tip there? So I don't. That's just me. Like, you go to an actual sit-down restaurant, absolutely. But if you go, like, see, even for me, if you go pick up, like, say you go there, you order, you pick it up, you take it home, I don't tip. I mean, does that make me an asshole for that, too? Because all they've done is brought me my food. They've provided the service that I asked for. The tipping, in my opinion, comes from the dining in, the experience above and beyond that the waitress and or waiter give you. That's... maybe I'm in the wrong for that too. But as far as I'm concerned, I mean, you only get the tip if I actually, you know, dine in. That's my thoughts. And speaking of another rambling, random thought here, I have what I'd like to refer to as the Maniac's Million Dollar Musing, which is a backstage TV show about wrestling called Kayfabe. And it's kind of like Breaking Ground for the NXT, what they had on WWE Network, but I'd say less about, you know, success and whatnot, just about, like, literally, just almost the combination of that and The Office, just turn the cameras on and just film. Because there's something about backstage that's just, is so much fun and yet so much happens. It's a, unless you've seen it before, it's hard to explain, but it can be a good time back there. And speaking of the wrestling, we didn't really get into it on this week's episode of Sounds of Struggle, but this is the second show for myself at RCW, and Chris Parrish is first, so Tag Struggle was actually reformed back together. And I gotta say, it was nice to actually do a tag match again. It's fun being able to go to a wrestling show, not having to worry about anything. You just show up, you hang out, you have some laughs, you do your thing, and then you're done. It's nice to feel that, you know, that want to, you know, actually excited to go there again. So that's I enjoy that. I miss that. It's kind of revitalized my love for wrestling, doing this whole switching brands, which is what I hoped it would do, which is, you know, it's good. The one thing I did screw up, though, and let you guys in a little insider information here, I'm an idiot, and I decided, hey, shoot work is on Saturday and Sunday, the show is Saturday night, I'm going to do both, because, you know, why not? Which, that's not really bad in itself, but when you've been up since 4:30 in the morning, and it's almost midnight, and you want to get the hell out of there, I mean, you're, you know, understandably tired, as I was. When I went to leave the show this past weekend, I did probably one of those bonehead things I've ever done involved with wrestling. I went and said bye, shook hands with everybody that I saw, and then I left. And once I got home, which is about a 35-minute drive, I realized I didn't say bye to the promoter. And further to that, I didn't say bye to the promoter, therefore didn't get paid. I mean, I understand getting paid thing is still a new concept to me, which that those who understand, well, that'll be a joke itself. But it's interesting that I was so tired, and I was, you know, had a complete bonehead moment where I completely forgot and then just left. So that, I had a good chuckle about that the next day when I, you know, actually woke up and got to work and managed to, you know, not die. That was a rough next day. The other thing, actually, that I thought that we didn't cover on the podcast for Sounds of Struggle is because we were so busy. Well, I was so busy moderating the gong show that it was between Parrish and Spencer Love, which, by the way, it was a good overall good pause. I say gong show with nothing but love because it was a good time. It was very opinion heavy podcast, we'll call it. We didn't really talk at all about the Elimination Chamber. Like, we very briefly, but we didn't do any of our predictions like we normally do. We didn't do any sort of, you know, going forward, here's what we think is going to happen. Like, it was a different podcast. Not in a bad way at all. It was different. So I figure I'll take the opportunity now to at least to get my predictions in, so that way Sunday, nobody's surprised when, you know, next week we're like, hey, we called it, because Parrish and I have talked off screen or off pod about that, but I don't think we've actually gone on pod officially with who we think's going to do what. So to rectify that, we're going to go with what's listed here on the internet. And the first one listed is the Tag Team Elimination Chamber match for the newly crown the new Women's Tag Team Championships. And we have Nia Jax and Tamina versus the Riot Squad versus Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville, which I understand they are starting from SmackDown, versus Iconics versus Naomi and Carmella versus Bayley and Sasha, who are also starting from Raw. So with the Boston Hug Connection and then Mandy and Sonya starting, the four of them in the ring first with the others in the pods, my prediction is it's going to come down to, I'm thinking, Nia Tamina tag team, the Iconics, and then Bayley Sasha. My prediction is they will eliminate Nia and Tamina, and the Iconics will pin Bayley Sasha. Therefore, the Iconics will be the first ever tag team women's champions, which will set up a whole thing at WrestleMania where Bayley and Sasha will win the tag team championships. And we'll go on from there. That is my prediction for that first match. The next one, this is an interesting next one, is the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championships. Interesting in the sense that Jimmy Uso just got arrested for obstructing justice and something. Basically, they were in Detroit, and I guess Naomi was driving. She turned down the wrong way of a one-way street. And from there, she got pulled over. She went to get out of the vehicle. Jimmy got out, took his shirt off, and challenged the police officer to a fight, which, I mean, especially, you don't ever do that, but especially in Detroit, like, that's an awful idea. But anyways, so he got, he posted bond, so he's out. So I'm curious if this match is even going to happen, because generally speaking, WWE doesn't like to really promote such things, and they tend to they hide superstars, and if they're on a storyline, they kind of kill the storyline just until everything blows over. So my guess would be this match changes and someone else is versus Miz and Shane, or they do that, but I think Miz and Shane are going to go over because of this. I would actually be fairly surprised if the Usos end up going over. Not upset, because that'd be awesome, because I do like the Usos as a tag team. But I would be a little surprised by that. So I'm personally going to say, if this match does happen as it's foretold, or as it's been planned, Miz and Shane are going to go over. The next one is another Elimination Chamber match for the WWE Championship between Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles, Jeff Hardy, Randy Orton, Samoa Joe, and Kofi Kingston, who had a good showing on SmackDown. I think overall it's probably going to come down to Daniel Bryan or honestly Samoa Joe. I can see it come down to those two in the ring, but I think Daniel Bryan is probably going to retain. He's on quite the run right now. I actually am thoroughly enjoying what he's doing, so I can see him retaining. And if it's going to be someone else, I'd actually like to see Samoa Joe get a run with the title, or you know what, or Kofi. I like the New Day. I really do. I would not be upset if Kofi actually really. To be honest, I wouldn't really be upset if any of these guys won, but If Kofi got it, it'd be kind of cool to see history there. I mean, he's been there forever. Like, was it mid-2000s and he finally get a shot with it? That'd be awesome. They have a pre-show match next listed here as the Cruiserweight Championship, Buddy Murphy versus Akira Tozawa. I'm going to assume Buddy Murphy retains. He's on a hell of a run right now, and I can't see them taking that off him just yet. The next is the Raw Women's Championship match between Ronda Rousey and Ruby Riott. I'm going to say Ronda Rousey. They've got that storyline going on where on Raw right now with Charlotte replacing Becky Lynch because she's suspended until after Mania, and she's going to and Charlotte's going to face Ronda Rousey for the women's title at Mania or whoever wins this match. I can't see them putting it on Ruby Riott just for that switch. So I'm going to say Ronda Rousey wins this one. Probably by tap out is what I'm going to guess. And then next one they have is a handicap match for the Intercontinental Championship is Lashley and Leo Rush versus Finn Balor. I'm going to say probably Lashley and Leo Rush win this solely because of the numbers. I can't see... what's up? You want to get on the pod again? You weren't on last week. Or last time. Are you upset about that? Yes, Milo, you are on the pod. You're there, you go. But yeah, I can't see Finn Balor. I can see him getting really close. I don't know. I'd be very happy if he got the Intercontinental Championship. I think that'll be something that happens at Mania this year instead. And then a match between Braun and Baron Corbin, a no disqualification match. I'm going to say going into Mania, Braun Strowman wins this. It's hard for me to see Braun not winning this one. It just, I don't know, it wouldn't make as much sense going to Mania. That's just my thoughts on it. And on that note, I'm actually planning on doing another Maniacs pay-per-view podcast party coming up this Sunday for Elimination Chamber for the Chamber matches. So, you know what? I'm going to throw this out there. If you are interested in being on Maniacs pay-per-view podcast party and you want to get your name on here and be, I would be, I guess, the second ever guest on the podcast, hit me up on the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, and I might just select one of you random listeners to join us, myself and Mrs. Maniac, doing the Maniac pay-per-view podcast party. So let's see how many people are listening there and see if anyone wants to get on that. I think that's about it. It's not really a super long one this week. I wanted to take this recorder with me to the last RCW show in Edmonton there, but going to work and whatnot and leaving at 4:30 in the morning, I forgot. That was just straight up. That was my bad. So unfortunately, you can't do that. But this next episode, it's going to, I think, be a pretty big one, seeing as we have the Maniac pay-per-view podcast party portion of it. Plus, we have the Bruderheim show for RCW, which I plan on bringing this to as well and doing a little talky-talky with. On a side note, I mean, it's complete a work shoot, I guess you want to call it. A shoot on working and whatnot, but I thoroughly enjoyed that tag match. Being back in the tag match, just tag struggle again, and as much as I, you know, want to hate on Dirty Inc. and how much they suck, blah, 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 that was really easy to work them. Super easy to work them. Really easy guys to work with. Yeah, Cameron Stevens and, of course, Sydney Steele. I've worked him a bunch. But Cody Chimera and I can't remember what the lady of the group, the manager. But that whole faction doing that match, that was a lot of fun. I'm actually really looking forward to working them again. That would be just a treat, a delight to work them again. So, unfortunately, I'm going to keep this one nice and short. It looks like every other week. What, last week, or the first week was, 25 minutes? Second one was over an hour. And then this one, we're going to probably wrap up here. We're just shy of 25 minutes. So, on that note, we'll get out of here. I won't stay here and ramble too much. I really don't have much to say at this point. I missed my shot earlier when I got home from my
bank fiasco. I should have just recorded right then. That would have, it would have been much more explicit, but it would have been a lot funnier. But anyways, that's not the point. I might just start bringing this recorder with me everywhere just so I can get random thoughts as I'm in lineups and stuff. I think that'd be a lot funnier, wouldn't it? Of course you're not going to answer now. I'm asking you on the podcast, hey, Milo. Yeah, you're not going to answer. No, you don't care. No, you just want to get your name heard. Of course. But anyways, that will do it for this week of the Moment with Maniac. I have been the aforementioned Maniac. Tune in a couple weeks here when I get up the next Maniac's pay-per-view podcast party and hopefully some interviews and some other stuff. Until later, I'm out. There's actually one other thing that hopefully I can actually throw in here, and because, I mean, I already ended the podcast, so we'll say this as an extra note. I completely forgot to really actually talk about the fact that on this past week of the Sounds of Struggle, we talked briefly about how I lost another beer bet, which I'm fine. The Blackhawks won the game 6-2 here and again, Edmonton. That was awesome. I enjoyed that. I'll lose a beer bet every day as long as the Blackhawks win. So, for those of you who don't know and don't listen to the Sounds of Struggle podcast, go over and listen to it. You know, episode 113. I'll wait. Okay, now you know. But for those who didn't want to wait, it's Parrish and I decided to, this time, instead of betting on our teams, we bet against our teams when it was the Blackhawks playing the Oilers. I thought the Blackhawks would lose, and up until the third period, I was right. And then they decided to come out and kick ass, which, again, as I said, I am totally okay with. So, being that I lost the beer bet, I am a man of my word. You know, I will honor the bet, and I had a drink. I finally I got off the bandwagon, fell off the rails, as you call it, and had my first drink on Thursday, and gotta say it tasted nice. Man, it tasted good. I miss beer, and again, I got me thinking. I don't know if I have a dependency, or you know, if I'm an alcoholic, or whatever, because based on how you look at it, but I don't know. I mean, I made it a month and a half without really even, like, it wasn't difficult at all, really. But my question is, now that I've had one and I think about, you know, oh God, I want to have another, does that make me an alcoholic? Like a binge alcoholic, I guess? But I mean, at the same time, I really don't think so, solely because it's not so much that I've never drank because I want to get drunk or forget or whatever the case is. I simply love the taste. And there's something about near beer, like the I think the Coors Edge, I think, is the best one. Budweiser Prohibition's good, too. But they're missing that one thing. And I know everyone's going to be smart at them. Oh, they're missing alcohol! Yeah, and that's not what I mean. It's maybe, or maybe it is. Maybe of that taste. There's that little thing in the taste that it's just, it doesn't hit that, you know, when you're craving something and it just, no matter what you have, unless you have that one particular thing, it really, that craving won't go away. For me, that was this. Like, you know, you have a near beer, and it's like, it's just, it's not the same. So, you know what, I'm just not going to have any. And, got to say, having that first round lager on Thursday, that was nice. That was good. And, as I'm sitting here now, and I'm having a Miller High Life because, you know, it's a champagne and beer. And it's got to wonder, do I go back to not drinking, or do I keep going? Just say screw it. I did my time, because maybe a lot of the weight loss is, you know, not drinking. I don't know. Maybe if I start drinking again, I'm gonna put the weight back on. As I have a nice cold swig of that beer. So yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure where I'm going with that in the future here. I haven't decided yet. I think if I keep working out and just have the occasional one, I don't think it'll be that big of a deal. But I don't know. We didn't really cover on the Sounds of Struggle, so I wanted to just address it more here that, you know, I am, I guess, officially off the wagon, off the rails. I've crashed and burned hard, and, you know, crashing and burning has never tasted quite so good. So on that note, now I'm officially, now that's it. That's all I have to update. So now, I'm out.